Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Texas, where President Biden makes his first public appearance since dropping his reelection bid. Correspondent Linda Kenyon says his focus will be the presidency and the Supreme Court.
The president will use the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act to call for three reforms. First, a no one is above the law constitutional amendment. It would state no president is immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office. Second, term limits for Supreme Court justices of up to 18 years of active service. And third, a binding code of conduct for Supreme Court justices requiring them to disclose gifts, refrain from public political activity, and recuse themselves from cases in which they or their spouses have a conflict of interest.
Medical providers in Minnesota are expecting an onslaught of women from Iowa today requesting abortions as a new ban takes effect in their state, banning the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Ruth Richardson is with Planned Parenthood of Northern Central States.
We are standing by, ready to help patients receive access to care, even if that means traveling out of state.
China and Russia both congratulating Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who claims he's won in his third six-year term. But other countries, including the U.S., are doubtful. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The international community is watching this very closely and will respond accordingly.
Millions of Venezuelans rallied behind the opposition candidate. Lebanese officials say an Israeli attack has killed two people and injured three others along the southern border. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
The drone strike came as the Israeli cabinet authorized the prime minister to respond to the Hezbollah missile attack that killed 12 Druze teenagers and children near the border with Lebanon on Saturday.
A massive wildfire in Northern California has now burned an area bigger than the size of Los Angeles.
If you start in there,
Susan Singleton believes the flames have consumed her home in Chico.
People that we know that went by and looked at the property said it's burned down.
At the Summer Olympics in Paris,
Team USA has a chance to medal in tonight's final, but the gymnasts will have to turn in a better performance than Saturday's qualifying round. The men finished in fifth place behind China, Japan, Great Britain, and Ukraine.
CBS's Wendy Gillette's at the games. The U.S. women's basketball team takes on Japan in Group C play later today. And days after vandals hit France high-speed rail line, officials there say new vandalism is affecting mobile phone service and fiber lines. S&P futures are up 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A canine and a drone were brought in, but the guy that drove his truck into a Kenosha County motel Saturday night is still on the run. The pickup truck driver ran off after crashing into the Silver Lake Motel Saturday night. That led to a response and search by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and Salem Lakes Fire and Rescue. The suspect, described as a younger white man wearing black shorts, got away despite efforts involving that canine and the drone. The motel sustained damage and there were no injuries. At first, a $75,000 cash bond was set for the former Racine teacher accused of having illicit images of children. On Friday, the bond amount for James Broatsman was knocked down to $5,000. In the change, Judge Timothy Boyle also instituted a $45,000 signature bond. It's in connection to seven counts of possession of child pornography. Broatsman had been a teacher at Racine's Prairie School. TMJ4 has a story about people in Racine being upset after being billed for sidewalk repairs completed 3 years ago. It's reported that after that delay, the city says payments are now due within 2 months or interest starts to kick in. TMJ4 reporter Jenna Ray brought the concerns to city officials who admitted the delay but have provided little clarity on the issue. And almost 700,000 people were in the Oshkosh area for the EAA. The Plain Fest wrapped up yesterday with officials saying the economic impact could be north of $100 million. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
the Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the first pitch of the game, and Milwaukee's Tobias Myers had just given up a solo home run shot. And you wondered if the Marlins would sweep the Brewers at AmFam Field. But home runs by Jake Bauer, Jackson Churio turned it into a 6-2 win for the Brewers. Devin Williams able to make his first appearance of the season to close out the game. NFL, the Packers completing two weekend practices in pads. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked, how did Jordan Love go from being his backup to the highest paid quarterback in NFL history?
Well, first of all, since you mentioned it, I want to give a shout out to Jordan Love becoming the highest paid player in the NFL.
There you go.
Jordan Love, don't spend it all in one place, but if you do, I still have a house in Green Bay that's up for sale.
There we go.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Earlier in the offseason, he told me the same thing, but... No, somebody will buy it. It's probably not me.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I had a donut before I came on stage. I was with a friend last week. I was like, you want to get a donut? He was like, I'm not hungry. I'm like, what does that have to do with it?
As if there's ever been a good reason to eat a donut. Well, doctor says I need more powdered sugar in my diet. Donuts are bad for you. And according to my health nut wife, they're not appropriate for a trail mix. I'm just on a different trail, right? Mine leads to the emergency room. That joke will be even funnier when I die from cardiac arrest.
That's why I didn't laugh.
Donuts are all about taste. In Los Angeles, there's a place called Yum Yum Donuts. It's like, what do you need the IQ of one to find that appealing?
Yum Yum. Me like Yum Yum.
It's like, who's the target audience? Cavemen?
I know two things, yellow fireball, rising sky, and Yum Yum Donuts. Yum Yum Donuts, Yum Yum.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Yesterday, 609 WRJN, I'm Don Rosen, local news and timeless hits. I was just talking about this with my wife yesterday about this song. Paul McCartney said in an interview, this is the one song that was very special to him yesterday. And all the songs that he wrote with John Lennon are listed on the label as Lennon-McCartney, as the two writers. This song, he wanted McCartney-Lennon on. It just meant something to him. So he had to go to Yoko Ono because she controls everything John Lennon. And he met her at her annual meeting. They have to have a business meeting once a year. And he said, it won't mean a single dime less to you. The money's the same. It just it meant something to me to have this one song out of all the songs I wrote with John Lennon, to have this one listed as McCartney-Lennon. And Yoko said, no, we're not changing it. No, absolutely not. Paul McCartney once said he can get along with everybody. The one person he can't get along with is Yoko Ono. She says no to everything. Doesn't even want to give it a thought. Just it's no. Whatever you want, no. And that was the one song he wanted McCartney-Lennon, and she refused him on it. All right, 610 WRJN, the CCR.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel, baggage going nowhere. Come on, come on, won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Listen to the radio, talking about the last show. Someone got excited, had to call a state militia. I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Wow!
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy showers, thunderstorms likely today. Highs near 80, partly cloudy. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 69. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 85. We had a beautiful weekend, I got to say that. The sun is out. It's 72 degrees now here at Radio Park with the Temptations.
I know you want to leave me. I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me? Yes, you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me? Baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl. Now I heard a crying man is half a man with no sense of pride. But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. If I have to sleep on your doorstep all night and day, just to keep you from walking away. Your friends laugh, even this I can stand, cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. Oh, 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 oh.
The Temptations. You ever see that made-for-TV movie about The Temptations? I think it was a two-part special, like 4 hours. My wife and I watched. I think we have it on DVD somewhere. Really good movie. I mean, David Ruffin really was a bad boy in The Temptations. He caused him a lot of grief. And eventually he did himself in. But it's a good movie, The Temptations, if you ever get a chance to see it. Good bio. All right, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. And this should change your life as we know it. A few years ago, a man in Ohio ordered boneless wings at a restaurant. One of them did have a bone, and they ended up choking on it. Got an infection. Had to have two surgeries. He sued the restaurant owners, the chicken suppliers, and the processors. And the case made its all its way to the Ohio Supreme Court. The Ohio Supreme Court ruled that boneless chicken can have bones. The majority said it's a cooking style, not a guarantee, just as a person eating chicken fingers wouldn't have been served fingers. Just a heads up, be careful chowing down boneless wings in the state of Ohio. Could be dangerous to your health.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
I don't like onions. I'm doing paleo. Do they have gluten-free bagels? You can't juggle every food request for a work event. Or can you? Easy Cater is the all-in-one tech platform that makes it easy to get restaurant catering for work, with options for any group, size, taste, dietary preference, or budget. Easy Cater saves your favorite restaurants and orders, which makes reordering a snap. Need to modify an order? No problem. So when it comes to food for work, make it easy on yourself with Easy Cater. Start your order at easycater.com.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
You know, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and this is your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about using coupons to save on prescription drugs. Pharmaceutical coupons are different than coupons at, say, the grocery store. I am not talking about saving you 50 cents on a box of mac and cheese. It is common for pharmaceutical coupons to save you as much as 80% on the drugs that you need. I mean, this could be hundreds of dollars. So how do you find them? Well, you start with the websites GoodRx and SingleCare. Those are services that focus exclusively on prescription coupons. Now, you should also ask your doctor and at the pharmacy counter about manufacturers' coupons or programs. But you have to ask. Sometimes the pharmacy has a sign-up program direct with the manufacturer, but you can't find it online, and they aren't allowed to tell you about it unless you ask. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
We're going to have a wrap-up of Salmonorama coming up for you this morning at 7 o'clock here at WRJN.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul. Set me on fire. My brain is flaming. I
1972 big comeback song, Burning Love. And it was a big comeback song for him, too. Here at WRJN, local news and timeless hits on your Monday morning for 57 years. WRJN was Racine and Kenosha's radio home of Paul Harvey. His new news was a staple on every radio in the country. And later, his incredible series, The Rest of the Story, captured our attention and inspired generations. Well, I'm not quite ready to give you the rest of this story yet. However, keep listening for exciting news about something special you want to set your alarms for. Details coming up soon. Ooh, I'm excited. 623 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits with the Drifters.
When the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
stations, baby. Now that I've found you, local news and timeless hits here. They're back, WRJN. It's 6:28. Have you watched any of the Olympics yet? I really haven't watched a lot. My wife has been watching a lot of the Olympics, the opening ceremonies, some of the events going on. I haven't. Though I did see some highlights of Simone Biles. I got to say something. I didn't know humans can bend. And she went in with a calf muscle problem. Her calf was hurting her. She had it taped up for a while. But I watched her, and I'm telling you, I don't know how a human being can do what she does. Congratulations to her and all the athletes. I think we have 600 athletes at the Olympics. The youngest one is gymnast Hesley Rivera. He just turned 16 years old. 59-year-old Stefan Peters will compete in the fancy horse dancing event. He's 59. He's the oldest. Since the modern games in 1896, 10 sports have been dropped, including one I'm able to do, croquet. I can do that. Polo's been dropped, lacrosse, motorboating, and tug-of-war. Tug-of-war would have been a great one to watch. I would have loved that event. Instead, we got breakdancing in there instead. I don't know how that happened. About 10,000 different torchbearers carried the torch over the past 3 months. I saw some of the torchbearing. They would have a line of people just handed off, and that's how they got to 10,000. It's been winding its way through France since May. It's too bad that it rained during the opening ceremonies because, but it, not to be funny about it, put a damper on things, really. Celine Dion, what a comeback song. She made some comeback under the Eiffel Tower. I kind of like the way they did the introducing the Olympians. They were coming in on a boat or barge or a boat. Too bad it was raining outside, but they did it differently. Usually they come into the stadium with the flag. They did it on boats this year. It was nice, except, you know, it was pouring rain out. Anyway, so, yeah, it's kind of nice. I'd like to see some of the events. I'll watch them on delay, on, what do they call that? On demand. Yeah. It's 6:30, WRJN, local news and timeless hits. It's time to go to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Stuart J. Waddles is here with our local news on this Monday morning. Stuart?
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A canine and a drone were brought in, but the guy that drove his truck into a Kenosha County motel Saturday night is still on the run. The pickup truck driver ran off after crashing into the Silver Lake Motel Saturday night. That led to a response and search by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and Salem Lakes Fire and Rescue. The suspect, described as a younger white man wearing black shorts, got away despite efforts involving that canine and the drone. The motel sustained damage and there were no injuries. At first, a $75,000 cash bond was set for the former Racine teacher accused of having illicit images of children. On Friday, the bond amount for James Broatsman was knocked down to $5,000. In the change, Judge Timothy Boyle also instituted a $45,000 signature bond. It's in connection to 7 counts of possession of child pornography. Broatsman had been a teacher at Racine's Prairie School. TMJ4 has a story about people in Racine being upset after being billed for sidewalk repairs completed 3 years ago. It's reported that after that delay, the city says payments are now due within 2 months or interest starts to kick in. TMJ4 reporter Jenna Ray brought the concerns to city officials who admitted the delay but have provided little clarity on the issue. And almost 700,000 people were in the Oshkosh area for the EAA. The Plane Fest wrapped up yesterday with officials saying the economic impact could be north of $100 million. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Monday. In the latest milk production report, we saw that New Mexico has seen the largest decline in milk production year over year in comparison to the rest of the major milk producing states. EverEgg Risk Manager Katie Burgess says access to water is a primary driver for the loss in milk production in the Southwest.
I think producers who we'd seen a lot of growth a while ago in Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, again, because people could get lots of land for fairly cheap and put up a dairy. But now, I mean, the realization is that if you don't have a lot of water to water those crops or keep those cows fed and with drink, it's a spot where all of a sudden we're seeing contraction. We've seen a lot of sellouts in New Mexico. And as those dairies come up for sale, it's very hard to find a buyer because people know that long-term, New Mexico just isn't a great spot.
Meanwhile, milk production does continue to tick up in the Midwest in states like South Dakota and Wisconsin. Katie Burgess along with us. She's a risk manager at EverEgg. Stick around for a look at your commodity markets coming up next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
From Chicago, commodity prices are starting the week off in the red. Cash corn down a penny and three quarters at $3.92¾. December new crop corn down 2 cents at $4.08 a bushel. Cash soybeans are trading down 18¾ at $10.58¾. And November new crop beans are down 10¼ at $10.38¼. Cash and new crop wheat is trading down 3 cents at $5.20½. The August Class 3 milk contract is trading down 8 cents at $20.28 a hundredweight. The September Class 3 milk contract is down 9 cents at $21.31 a hundredweight. That's your market update on a Monday morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I just got back. I went on a little rafting trip, whitewater rafting. I don't know if you've ever done that. It's horrible. Yeah, it's terrifying. It was me. It was just a horrible thing. Me and my boyfriend and his dad went, and his dad's like 90. Hey, that's a great idea. He can barely function on dry land, so let's put him in a little rubber boat and watch him smash into rocks. Yeah, not only was just the trip itself, like the rafting is scary, but it was just horrible. My boyfriend's really bossy, and the whole time he's in the back of the raft going, stroke, stroke. I'm screaming, I am. No, my dad is having a stroke.
Time you leave me.
Supremes. Oh, Stop in the Name of Love, Diana Ross of the Supremes at WRGN. Local news and timeless hits. Hey, we're looking forward to Pure Soul, a tribute to the 60s Motown and 70s soul at Memorial Hall. It's coming up Friday, August 16th at 8 p.m. Hear the music of James Brown, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, and more. Tickets available on the events tab at RacineCivicCenter.com. Wow. That sounds nice. Eh? Turtles, Eleanor, 6:39 now.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low. Maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
97 USA.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits with the Beach Boys, Surfing USA. All right. Has this ever happened to you? A woman in South Carolina tossed a lottery ticket in the trash can after she scratched it off and said, "Up, another loser." Husband saw it in there and said, "Ah, let me double check it," and realized they'd won $200,000. Now they're shopping for their dream home. How many winning tickets do you think you tossed in the trash can? You know, I always triple check things. Even if I throw them away, I pick them out again. Ah, let me check it one more time because you never know. You always hear these stories. And a car crashed in Milwaukee, almost rolled over two people on the sidewalk. But an out-of-service payphone slowed the car down enough that no one was seriously hurt. Maybe we should rethink getting rid of all those payphones.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Ah, crackling Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more of gold. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know?
Store-bought woman, but
but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' rolls and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba.
That's Neil Diamond, Cracklin' Rosie, WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Cloudy chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs near 80 degrees. Right now it's partly sunny and humid. We can get gallons of water out of that air. 72 degrees.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my God. Nothing you can do, 'cause I'm stuck like glue to my God. I'm sticking to my God like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather.
Hartnett was on the Tonight Show plugging something, and he shared the advice he got from Matt Damon when he was filming Oppenheimer. Matt said, don't gain weight if you're over the age of 40 for any role. You're going to spend the rest of your life trying to get that weight off, and it never comes off. He said he should have told me earlier, because by then, Josh already gained 30 pounds and can't take it off. 40, you say, huh? Yeah, no wonder that weight's not coming up. 6:53 WRJN, local news and timeless hits with the Four Seasons, December 63, and oh, what a night.
But I
657, talking Salmon-O-Rama. We'll have the stats for you coming up in just a few minutes here.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
WRJN local news and timeless hits. Is this money-saving hack unethical? All right. Instead of buying your toddler a cake pop dessert at Starbucks, you can ask for a pup cup. They'll give you a free cup of whipped cream if you claim it's for your dog. Now, people ask for it and then give it to their kids to eat.